take a close look at the bill from your health care provider, you may feel relief that your insurance company negotiated a better rate than the initial charge. But those negotiations are often held in secret, and that makes it tough to compare one insurance company to another. So how do you know who's really looking out for you? Health News Florida's Julio Ochoa takes a look.
Mike Butler was hampered by a nagging pain in his hamstring last year and began searching for answers. His primary doctor ordered physical therapy at a South Florida hospital. After a few visits, Butler got a breakdown of costs from his insurance company. The overall charge was $777. But his insurer negotiated it down to $354 per session. Still, Butler thought the price was extreme, so he decided to ditch his insurance and pay cash to a physical therapist who was not in his network. The move saved him $20 per session.
I feel that this negotiated insurance rate is ludicrous. The amount of money that they are actually saying that they've negotiated on my behalf, it's a joke.
Butler is not alone. Several people who have participated in Health News Florida's price comparison project are frustrated because the rates negotiated by insurance companies are higher than what they could get by bargaining on their own. Take a look at the physical therapy treatment Butler received in our price check database, and you'll see that different insurers have negotiated a wide range of prices depending on location and facility. While Butler's insurance rate was $354 per session, other Floridians who received the same procedure saw rates ranging from about $6 to $162 per session. Steve Weissman is an attorney in Pembroke Pines who has served as an interim president of a Miami area hospital. There, he gained insight into the negotiating process and says insurance companies may actually have an incentive to negotiate higher rates on behalf of their clients.
It's in their interest to see healthcare costs. That means physicians, laboratories, hospitals, and pharmaceuticals continue to have price increases.
Weissman points to a provision in the Affordable Care Act that he says contributes to price increases. It requires insurance companies to spend 80% of customer premiums on healthcare. The other 20% can be used toward administrative costs and profits. Weissman says the rule leads to insurers charging higher premiums to increase profits.
It's the only way by law that they're allowed to increase the premium charges, and it's the only way by law now, under the Affordable Care Act, they can get an increase in profit.
U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burwell disagrees. She says the provision was meant to prevent excessive corporate bonuses and shareholder dividends. So far, she says, it has slowed the rate of premium increases and helped improve the overall cost of healthcare.
So I think there are a number of things that indicate what we have seen is actually influences that reduce cost in the system.
Burwell says in the 5 years since Obamacare passed, premium increases in employer-based plans has slowed, and spending on Medicare has been lower than expected. Still, Weissman argues that a better way to reduce medical costs is to require all providers to publish the prices they charge for services.
Providers can continue to set their own rates, but a different rate for each patient must be prohibited. Without legitimate pricing, price competition cannot exist, and healthcare costs are going to continue to skyrocket.
As for patient Mike Butler, he says right now he doesn't trust his insurance company.
I have zero confidence. As far as I'm concerned, my health insurance is strictly catastrophic health insurance.
Until something changes, he'll continue price shopping on his own. For Health News Florida, I'm Julio Ochoa.
Health News Florida presents Price Check, a guide to actual healthcare costs. Check out our database and contribute your own price experiences at wsf.org/pricecheck.